This episode is brought to you by Harry's. Go to harrys.com/cag to claim your shave set trial offer. And honey. Get honey for free at joinhoney.com/cagcast. And welcome to CagCast episode number 562. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. And of course, as always, we are joined by a man who's got a mushroom-shaped penis, Wombat.
It's me, the penis man.
No, you're supposed to be Toad.
I know, but...
I messed it up, too, because it wasn't mushroom-shaped penis. I was supposed to say freakishly large mushroom head.
That's okay. I mean, I have all of those things, so whatever.
Penis.
Penis. I hope everyone likes that word.
Yep.
Because I think you're going to hear a lot of it tonight.
Today, because Shipwreck's not here to reel us in.
That is true. Shipwreck is not with us this evening. He will hopefully be back next week.
He's busy.
But yes, he has, you know, other things.
He has a life.
Yeah. I don't, so I'm here.
Right. He has other things to do besides get us to stop talking about penis.
Penis. We good?
Well, you did start off the show last week talking about penis.
I did. And this week. So, you know, it's what the show's about now.
No.
No? Isn't that what the C stands for in GPS Gamer?
No. Cheap, You just said it.
Did
you answered your own question.
I guess I ruined my own joke there, didn't I?
Shipwreck, come back. We're falling apart.
Oh, what's going on in your life? Did you break the fast?
I didn't start the fast, so I literally broke the fast.
For those who are not aware, we're recording this show the night Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the Jewish calendar, has ended. Cheapy and I are both Jewish by birth. By practice is a different story. And
you don't practice. Hold on. Whoa. Stop the clock.
What?
What other Jewish things are you doing throughout the year besides not eating on this day?
I fast on Yom Kippur.
Okay.
I do a Seder, sometimes two every year.
And
go to bar mitzvahs of my relatives.
That does not count because you do not have to be Jewish to go to a bar mitzvah.
No, you don't have to be. My kids had the moil. They did that whole thing.
No. Okay, so the answer was, for people keeping score, was fast on Yom Kippur
and a Seder on Rosh Hashanah.
On Rosh Hashanah.
Those are the two. Oh, and Hanukkah. We do the Hanukkah.
Okay, whatever. You give out
the gifts. We light the menorah and say the prayers for Hanukkah, too.
And you
So three out of the four major holidays we celebrate.
So I do the Seder. I go to the Seder at my aunt's house. I do not fast because that's crazy talk. I do Hanukkah.
So you do Hanukkah.
Of course, yeah. I like gifts. We like giving gifts. I like lights. It's a festival of lights.
So you're saying that I'm just one holiday ahead of you.
Right. Don't set yourself up as
Jew. I was actually grouping us both in together in that statement.
Okay.
Okay.
That's better.
But you kind of took it personally. It's just you, and I just kind of rolled with it.
I mean, I knew that we are basically both.
I said we are both.
Okay. I felt like you were. Okay. We've sorted this out.
I wasn't singling you out. I was saying the two of us.
We've solved this problem.
Yes, but that's okay. It's fine.
Good.
You are a fine Jewish man.
Thank you. Oh. And meanwhile,
but I fasted. I started fasting last night, probably around 6:30 after we ate dinner, and I made it the whole day. No food, no drinks, no coffee, no water. It's the no water that's a lot worse than the no food because you get such a headache.
Of course, it's a building block of life. You can't not have water.
I was like, I wanted to kill everybody by the time we got to my brother's house. And I walked in and the traditional Jewish food is bagels. And he had as his hors d'oeuvre, he had out like a big tray of bagel chips.
Right.
With this amazing spinach chip. Now, for all I know, the spinach chip may have tasted like cardboard, but when you haven't eaten for 24 hours.
Sure.
It was the best spinach dip I ever had. So I just dove right into that. It was pretty amazing.
Right.
And then there were the real bagels with the smoked salmon and the cream cheeses of the world.
Yeah, so I had the traditional dinner too. I went to my aunt's house and had the traditional breaking of the fast. The difference is I had tonkatsu for lunch and like some yogurt for breakfast.
See, I didn't have those two other things.
Those were good. See, you're really only just like two meals ahead of me in terms of being Jewish.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Two meals.
But, yes. The funny thing is I was home with Sabrina all day, and she walks out of her room at 4:30, a half hour before we're going to leave for my brother's house. She goes, I never had lunch today, because I never went in and offered her food, because it just wasn't on my plate, so to speak.
Right.
And I'm like, I guess I could have fed you.
Right. You don't have to suffer for my weird reason for not eating today.
Congratulations, you fasted.
I honked at some Jews today because they were blocking the street by the, you know, out front of their temple. People still have to use the roads. Just because it's Yom Kippur doesn't mean that you can just stand in the road, right?
Theoretically.
I mean, I get it's an important holiday, but you can't just start parking wherever you want. And walking wherever you want in the road, still have to follow the rules, Wombat.
Maybe you do. I never follow the rules.
Okay. Except when it comes to fasting.
So when it comes to fasting, then I'm like, all the rules.
For some reason.
For some reason. No one in my family understands it.
Right.
But I do it.
I don't understand.
And they're like, really? You did it? I'm like, yeah, I did the whole thing.
I think it's like, it's something that you can accomplish and you know you can do it because you've done it. You have a track record.
I do it. I've been doing it every year for like, how old am I now? About 20 some odd years now, which is crazy.
Can't stop now.
No. No. So good thing is all my sins are absolved. So, all the people I murdered last year, clean slate.
What if you commit a sin to now?
I need to make it to the next Yom Kippur and fast.
And then do it again. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. So now is like the time you don't want to commit any sins. But when you do want to commit a sin is a year ago, is the next year on like the Monday before.
Right, like 2 days ago.
That's like, I'm going to go kill some prostitutes. That's the day to do it.
Okay. I went to a hockey game.
Not that I've done that.
I went to a hockey game this weekend.
Cool. How was it?
It was all right. I don't know. It's so sad now just to go to Nassau Coliseum and remember when it was a normal hockey arena. I actually like the arena as a hockey place now, but it's only 13,000 seats, and you can't have a professional NHL team. You're like 6,000 seats short, I think.
What was it before?
It was their home. Don't you remember Nassau Coliseum?
I know, I'm saying, but was it always 13,000
seats? I think it was 19,000 or something.
Oh, okay, that was the question. Like, I know that, yes, I saw...
They renovated it, but they lost a lot of seats during the renovation. Yeah.
That was my question.
I haven't done a lot of research on this, but my guess was like one of the big complaints about Nassau Coliseum was it was very narrow in the concourse area when you're outside of the actual arena. So it was just jam packed with people every time between periods and after and before games. So their solution to that was instead of making a new stadium, which is what the Islanders wanted. The Islanders left because they couldn't come to some deal. And then they said, all right, we'll just renovate the stadium. But they didn't really want to renovate the stadium. They just wanted to like throw a coat of paint on it. So they just took out a lot of seats. So if you remove like 35% of the capacity of the arena, that fixes the congestion problem in theory. And you don't have to like rebuild the whole fucking thing. But it's And meanwhile, it was still like pretty crowded anyway. So they're not, you know, they're playing a bunch of regular season games, like 10 or 20.
Yeah, we were looking at what the best game to go is during the regular season.
But it's so expensive during the regular season. This was an exhibition game. It was dirt cheap. In fact, I saw a CadCast fan at the game who I recognized from Long Island Retro.
Oh, nice. Just walking through the crowd.
So we waved and talked to each other for a minute. But because it's so cheap. I mean, you can't like – it was a no-brainer to go and take the family. It was – I don't know. It was like $20 a ticket or something like that. And now I'm sure it's ridiculous for the regular season. I remember looking and thinking and just laughing.
a coworker of mine had a date this week. And found out that the date was into video games and name dropped our show and me, and the date had heard of us and was a fan.
Wow. I don't believe it. That sounds fake.
I didn't believe it either, but that's what I was told, and I'm running with the story.
All right. I remember like we did a survey, and the percentage of women that listened to the show was extremely low, as you would expect.
I didn't say a woman.
Oh.
Oh, now who feels stupid?
No, I don't feel that stupid.
No, you shouldn't.
What else? Oh, a question from at JC. What is it?
JJ108.
He wants to hear my review of the Upright Go, that thing that you put on your back that's supposed to correct your posture.
And?
I will give you a very brief review.
Okay.
This is actually, if you have bad posture, you should definitely listen because I'm going to give this thing a positive
review. I don't have good posture.
It does exactly what it advertises. It's a small little light box that you put on anywhere on your upper back. You sync it with your phone, and anytime that you bend over and you're slouching, it will vibrate, which is pretty much what you want it to do. And this works well if you sit at a desk all day and you can feel when you hunch over. You think you can feel when you hunch over, right? And you like try to correct yourself. The reality is you probably have hunched over like way before you think you actually have. Because I tried this at my desk to see what it was like. And yeah, the thing was going off. And it's very useful. And the idea is you do this in training mode and it's vibrating you and your stomach muscles and stuff are getting stronger. The muscles that you're not using, that you should be using to support yourself, are getting used every time you're getting buzzed, and eventually you don't need the thing anymore. And it has you on a schedule and everything. So it's pretty cool. And it was like $80, I think. It's called the Upright Go. If you're a tall guy or gal, I would highly recommend it because I know how hard it is to stand just to be upright dealing with all these short asses all the time. No, I mean, just being tall, you have a lot of issues, and this is definitely one of them. Yoga is good for that too, but I would recommend this thing, and it's not a big investment. Right, Wombat?
Right.
Are you going to get it?
No.
You don't want to stick? Maybe you can borrow mine.
There you go. I'll borrow yours.
Stick it right on your hairy neck.
I don't have a hairy... What is a hairy neck?
I do.
Well, that I can't help you with.
You could help me if you shave me down.
That's true. I mean, if you'd like me to shave your neck for you, I would do that for you.
My friend once tried to wax my back. He didn't
get
that.
That's not a friend.
He was he did it because he thought it would be funny, and he was right. It was very funny. But he didn't get that far because that's crazy. I got too much hair.
Mm-hmm.
Show feedback, Wombat.
Sure. Part-time 20XX has to say, I think this was the most, in regards to last week's show, not this one, I think this was the most I laughed during a CadCast in the 4 years I've been listening. Ping Pong Robot meets the Beatles was a gem. I've been sick on the couch all week, so thanks for a great show. You're welcome, and I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah.
Right?
I thought it was pretty funny, too, when I was listening to it during production. I laughed, and that's usually a good sign.
That is a good sign. Midi Scent has to say. I just want to drop in and say thank you guys for being my go-to weekend podcast these past few years since I moved to New York. I've been listening to close to 8 years now.
We've been doing the show too long.
It's always a pleasure to listen to the crew, and it's officially the weekend if the CADcast is on. I hope you guys don't underestimate the impact you have on us folks, whether or not there is a ton of show feedback. I just want to say there was significantly more show feedback this week, so thank you everyone who dropped us a line. It is always appreciated.
Yes, especially and when you have comments like these, it really motivates Wombat.
That is true. Deadpool had to say.
The real Deadpool?
The real Deadpool.
Fuck.
Yeah, he said, hey, fuckers, I just got the Brook X1 adapter based on Cheapy's suggestion and I'm losing it.
You're having a stroke.
And I absolutely love it. Thank you so much. No more hand cramps after 30 minutes of playing my PS4. It's a touch pricey, but worth every cent so far. Are you still using yours?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those rare things that actually meets your lofty expectations. Because at this point, I just didn't think there was a device that could turn my Xbox One controller into a PlayStation controller and not have
and
to sacrifice
here we
anything.
Are.
I figured there would be some trade-off. Like, okay, you wouldn't be able to, I don't know, turn it on with it. Or it would have to be wired. But no, it did. It's great. It does the job. And I don't even know what... He complains that it's pricey, but you'd pay $50 for a new controller. So... this is effectively a new controller. And the reality is it's got a battery as part of it. So you would be unhooking this thing if you actually wanted to use it as an Xbox controller. So I think what you want to do is have one Xbox controller just dedicated to your adapter. That's what I'm doing. You want to follow me, is what I'm saying. All right. What else we got, Wombat? Is that it for show feedback? You just sent me an older show feedback.
That was a good show feedback. That was three things. Last week we had one.
But more stuff about how great we are.
There was a good amount of stuff on how great we are. I'm not going to lie.
But if I don't see it, then...
Well,
I guess
we
I could
great.
Read. I guess I could click on the link and read it.
Yes.
Okay, so watch this, bitches.
Sure, we watched a lot of stuff, it looks like.
Yeah. I want to like compare and contrast two martial arts series.
Okay.
Iron Fist. Season 2, I guess, in particular. And, well, we'll still start with Iron Fist, and then we'll get to the next one after that. So, how have you continued to watch Season 2?
I have not.
So
I
you're
started the second episode, and I was like, I don't care.
Yeah. What's that guy? Davos? Is that his name?
Yeah. That's the bad guy.
He just something about him disturbs me. He's like the Shades of this series.
Okay, but I like Shades.
You did no, but towards the end, you didn't like Shades.
Eh.
He got kind of annoying towards the end.
A little, but I still liked him, especially when it came out with what was going on with him and Comanche.
His gay action, you mean?
Yeah, I gave
like
him
that?
A little
that
more
made you
depth.
Like him?
Yeah.
I just couldn't buy that he was into the woman.
No.
Into
yeah.
Mariah Stokes.
Mariah Dillard? You mean Mariah Dillard?
No. Stokes. I miss that guy so much. Yeah, Davos, mm-hmm. I hate to say this, but his face bothers me. I don't like his face. It's weird. It's very narrow. He's got that facial hair. And you know what? If this character had like a good personality, I'm not that shallow. I could get past the face. But the fact that his character is annoying, it's just like...
makes you hate his face. See, that can happen, too.
That
like,
could be,
if you don't
yeah.
like
that's
the character.
That, yeah.
You may, it could just get you, see, and I don't even like his face.
Yeah, that's right. I probably wouldn't even have noticed his face if I liked his character. Yeah, that's a good point. Like, there's one scene... like, he's supposed to be like this from not Shangri-La. What's the fucking place called? Kung Lao.
Kung Lun.
He's supposed to be like this dude from Kung Lun... I just assume that he's a virgin because those dudes are just like monks, right?
Not necessarily, no.
They fuck in Kung Lun?
Sure, why not?
I don't think they're... No, Danny came and he was a virgin.
I don't know.
Remember? Didn't he lose his virginity in the first season?
Did he? I believe you.
To Shades? No. I don't know. Davos doesn't fuck, is what I'm saying.
She, by the way, is the only reason to watch that show.
Oh, Colleen Wing?
Colleen Wing, yeah.
She's pretty good. I don't know. I like her face.
Me too. That's why I said she's the only reason to watch that show.
It's not a good show. I kind of want to see what happens.
All right, you can let me know.
I don't know. So we started. So here's the show I wanted to compare it to.
Sure.
We had started to watch Cobra Kai, which is the YouTube exclusive, YouTube Red or YouTube Premium, I think it's called now.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But we only watched two episodes or three episodes, and we forgot to watch it. So I convinced Mrs. Cheapy to get back into it, and we watched two or three episodes last night. It's so good, dude.
I don't know if you can really compare Iron Fist to Cobra Kai.
You can, because there's a darkness to Cobra Kai that was not there at all in Karate Kid. Well, I mean, there's some darkness in Karate Kid, but there's a whole nother level of darkness. This is an R-rated darkness compared to whatever. Was Karate Kid PG? Right. PG, right?
Yeah, totally.
Had to be. So, I don't know. It's just so good. The show is so good that as I'm watching it, I say out loud, this is so good. How is this so good? How is this even a thing? It's better than the movies. Mrs. Cheapy is the harshest critic, and the fact that I could even get her to watch it should speak to its quality. I know you're hesitant because you can't believe that they could make a good show based on the Karate Kid.
I watched the first two episodes.
Okay, you gotta go back to it.
Those are the free ones.
Go back to it because it starts to get so good. It even leads into this next show that you want to talk about in a way. I just got to an episode that relates to the next series. But Wombat, please make a commitment right now to watch more Cobra Kai. Can you do that?
I don't have YouTube Red.
Fuck.
So I can't make that commitment, A. And B, I didn't like the first two episodes.
What?
Sorry.
How could you not?
I don't really like it. Just wasn't. Not everything is for me.
I feel like I
gave it a shot because you did recommend it.
I know, but I feel like it was like you probably watched it, but you already.
I mean,
had
I will admit, I watched
bad.
It on a broken chair, and part of it was sticking right into my butthole, and it was uncomfortable. But I don't think that had anything to do with pertaining to me watching the show.
No.
Just because I had a nail poking straight into my butt cheek.
I think you had preconceived notions about the show.
No, I didn't have any
recommendations of said show.
Nope.
And then all right.
No, I went in open mind, open heart. The whole
the
whole deal. The whole Friday Night Lights, whatever it is.
Can you watch? Would you watch one more? Oh, you can't because you're on fucking YouTube. Fuck.
Nope. So the answer is a big fat no. But I appreciate you wanting me to watch it.
Isn't there like a free trial or something?
Have you watched season one of American Vandal? Did you watch season one of American?
Yes, I watched it. I liked it a lot.
Did you watch any of season two?
No, I did not.
So that's what you need to be watching.
Is it better than the first season?
It's shockingly almost as good.
Wow.
Because season one is pretty amazing.
But
you can't really top that because it was so different.
Here's my question for you, because I did watch the trailer.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to watch like people like being sick a lot and like
it's
diarrhea.
It's only in the very beginning of the first episode.
But there's not a lot of like flashbacks to diarrhea vomiting.
No.
I don't like shows that have medical problems featured in them.
Nope.
Okay. Okay. I'll watch it. No, I'll watch it. I really like the first season.
Yeah, they do a good job, just like the last one. A, you start to, there's that part of you that forgets that it's not a real documentary.
Right.
And you're like, how could a teacher be like that? And you're like, oh, wait, it's not a, take a step back. It's not a real teacher.
Right.
This didn't actually happen to someone.
Right. Mrs. Cheapy bailed on season one, which I think she had the same. Like, I think for the first two episodes, we didn't really even know what it was, if it was real or not.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe for like the first episode. For whatever reason, it made her too uncomfortable. And there's shows like that she just won't watch, I guess.
I get it.
But I don't know why.
But I finished that up and it's
perfect. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I finished that. Mm-hmm. It's not long. The episodes are only a half hour and there's only eight of them.
Okay.
So it's 4 hours. It's not a big deal. Yeah, that's not watch it. That's not. Oh my god, I can't believe you did that. That's,
oh my god, you watched it.
Look at my butt.
What else did you watch?
I watched the rest of the Norm Macdonald Show.
You watched the entire season?
Yeah. There were a couple episodes that I kind of skipped over because they weren't all that interesting.
Okay. Which are the ones that we should skip over?
Judge Judy. I made it like maybe 10 right. minutes.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, this isn't interesting.
Judge Judy.
Yes, she is. She's very wealthy. The country music guy. I think I made that one maybe like 7 minutes. And
I watched
the
David Spade one and it was so funny.
The David Spade one is probably the best episode.
Okay.
Oddly enough, you wouldn't, you know, when you look at who the guests are.
Well, they're best friends, I think, or good
friends. Yeah, I think they're very close, and it comes across. That and the David Letterman one was very good.
Okay.
And even the Drew Barrymore one is good because she doesn't understand any of his jokes, but she has no problem saying, I don't understand your jokes.
Right. I watched about half of that one. I just haven't finished it yet.
So it's pretty good. It's worth a watch.
Yeah. He's pretty funny.
Yeah, he had a podcast, which mm-hmm. was essentially the same thing.
Doesn't he hate women?
Who, Norm Macdonald, probably.
Don't you remember?
I get it. He had a podcast that was essentially the same thing. This is just that on TV.
This is Netflix is paying him now.
Yeah, same show. What else? What else have you been watching?
I watched the Red Letter Media movie, Space Cop.
I saw like their behind the scenes thing that they put on YouTube, but I've never saw it. Is it terrible?
It's not good, really. The trailer is really all you need to watch. All the best jokes are in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all. I'm happy. Look, I was happy to send them the $30 or whatever it cost to support them because I watch all their shit and all the, you know, hours and hours of their stuff, which is amazing. So I'm happy to have an excuse to send them money, even if it wasn't a great movie. See, it's hard making movies, and criticizing a movie and making a movie apparently are two completely different things.
Yes, it's very easy to criticize a movie. It is very difficult to make one.
Right. But they're very good at criticizing them.
Have you gone back to your DC Universe app at all?
I haven't even logged in yet.
Wow.
I'm waiting for, when's the Xbox app coming?
Not for a while.
Because that's the only way I'm going to use it.
Really? You have your big tablet.
What am I going to watch on there?
Whatever you
want. The comics? I can read the comics?
You can read the comics.
Is that something else? Do I get that too?
The comics, yes. The amount is pretty slim pickings. I think there's like 600 comics, which for you is probably a lot. But for me, I was kind of like, eh.
I have a hard time. I have to admit, I have a hard time as an adult. And I'm not trying to like shame anybody. I'm just saying for me, I have a hard time reading comics. Like I love watching the movies, but after like a couple pages, I lose interest.
There's a lot of good old content on there as far as not comic book, you know, the movies and stuff. It has all the Superman movies. It has the Michael Keaton Batman is on there. So where's the Christopher Nolan Batman trilogy is on there too.
How old does Ty have to be before we can watch the Joker Batman?
You know, it's funny because I asked Elliot if he wanted to watch Batman Begins. But I think Ty's probably ready for
Joker?
Yeah. Mm. I would watch Batman Begins first.
Yeah.
And see if he's into it.
That's scary though with the
a little bit, but you know. You know, whatever. He's like 15.
Ty?
Yeah.
He's 10.
15, like I said. And it has the... I had never seen this other than like really poor quality YouTube videos that are broken up into pieces. But the Super Friends live action special from 1978. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. And they have both... It was a two-part thing. It was 2 hours. They have both hours on there in decent quality because it's on this app.
Yeah.
It's like they put it up. They're like, we have this in our vault. You want to see how terrible it is? It's a thing with Ghetto Man. Have you ever seen that?
No, that sounds interesting.
The roast of the Super Friends?
Nope. Never heard of it.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
All right.
Your homework. You don't have to watch the whole thing.
Check it out.
Just kind of like, check it out. I believe Ghetto Man is in part two.
It's called Roast of the Super Friends?
That's the second part, is the roast.
What's the first part called?
The first part's more traditional, like...
No, what's the name of it? So I'm looking, I need to find this thing. What do I type in?
You'll see it right away, but it's like Legends of the Super Friends, I believe.
Okay, Super Friends is what I need to type in.
Yeah, let me see. I'll tell you right now, because I was watching it earlier.
Wombat has the app open while he's doing the show.
Continue. No,
he really likes DC Universe.
You know what? Legends of the Superheroes.
Oh, that's the most generic name you could possibly come up with.
Which is why I kept forgetting it. So...
I signed up for that DC Universe thing through an Instagram ad.
Mm-hmm.
I like the commercial where the guy said, fuck Batman. That's what really got my $75.
Let's say you already are paying for it. You might as well use it.
I know. Check out
Legends of the Superheroes. You could just, again, you don't want to watch the whole thing. You kind of want to put it on, skip around, and be like, this can't have been a real thing. Like, it looks like a parody of something that was made now to make fun of something from 1978.
All right, I'll check it out. At KSex writes in and says, have we read the Bat Dick comic yet?
I haven't read the comic, but I've seen the pictures.
What's the story? I don't understand. What happened?
I believe Batman is getting dressed in the morning.
No, but it wasn't like an accident or so, like some...
It's a new imprint. It's like they're coming out with a line of comic books that are supposed to be really adult oriented, and I guess they want to let you know this is not for the kids.
But they changed it though, right?
Did they change it, or is there just two versions?
Oh, there's two versions. Okay,
I think there's two versions. Like one is like uncensored, and one
does he have a ginormous mushroom head?
You didn't see?
I did see. It was pretty.
I was
gonna impressive.
Say you sent it to me.
I know.
It's fine.
Oh, I have already printed out a color photo. It's on my wall right now.
We were all passing the picture around at the for the break fast. My cousins and my brother and I were like, look at it, look, it's Batman's penis.
Are you joking?
No.
Oh my God.
We thought it was funny.
It's a lot of crazy stuff. This is why you need to eat. You guys are doing weird stuff.
Someone said, have you seen it? And I was like, yeah, I saw it. And then someone else saw it. Saw what? And then it became like the joke of the night.
Right.
So. Mm-hmm. Bat dick.
It's a good joke.
Bat dick.
All right. I think before we do the new releases.
Batmanhood. No. That was the other one.
Let's talk about Honey before we do the new releases.
Sure.
Wombat. I have a good anecdote about Honey.
Oh, please.
But I want you to explain to people what Honey is first, and then I will provide my good anecdote.
Sure. Honey is a...
There's a lot of pressure. Don't mess it up. Take a deep breath. Okay, good.
All right. You got it?
No, it's for you. The deep breath was for you.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Honey is an application that you install into your web browser on your laptop or desktop. It is free to use. It installs in just two clicks. It's completely free, and it really does work. It's pretty great. You go to honey.com/cagcast. That's honey.com/cagcast. It's free, and it instantly scans available coupon codes on sites you're on to buy stuff, and it will automatically implement them if they work. It tries everything. You can even double check it if you want to see if there's any more that may have expired a long time ago. They do it. It's really cool, and it really works. Some really good deals in the past was it worked on Best Buy on getting 10% off on certain televisions, which is a huge savings if you're getting an expensive TV. It worked for me with Nutrisystem. I used Honey, I saved like $50. So
nice.
It totally is. It's a really cool thing. And
the
I'm
anecdote that I was going to tell was actually also one that you found using Honey, but you'd probably I think you forgot. Do you remember there was a deal on a TV at...
I just said TVs on Best Buy.
Was it? Oh, it was the Best Buy one. Right. But there was a TV that was on sale already. And then I was trying to convince you to buy it. And I guess you put it into your shopping cart and found out that there was another coupon code that you could use. And then we actually tweeted it out on @videogamedeals.
Exactly. And that was from Honey.
It was from Honey.
It's from Honey. It's totally worth having. It will save you money. It works on Amazon. It works on Best Buy. It works on Sunglass Hut. I know that from experience as well. I saved on the sunglasses I bought for my wife. Use this stupid thing. This great thing.
Right.
I'm stupid. It's great.
Right. Honey.com/CADcast. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Good job, Wombat.
Thanks.
All right. Now let's do the new releases. Some big ones this week. And I know one of these is going to break Shipwreck's heart because he's not here to talk about it. That's Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Did you get that too?
I did.
How is it?
I've only played a short amount of it. And to be honest, a big chunk of it was the same section that I played at E3. But it's very well done. I like how you can change the difficulty even on the puzzles. If you're somebody who doesn't want to waste time with the puzzles and just want to shoot arrows into people's heads, you can really focus on that. It's a very well done single player adventure. But I feel like it's going to get lost because of Spider-Man and all the other games that are coming out right about now.
I'm playing a lot of Spider-Man. I've played so much.
Yes, but we can't talk about Spider-Man right now. Stay focused. There may be time for Spider-Man later if you're a good boy.
Oh, how far are you in Spider-Man?
No, you're not listening. You're just talking about Spider-Man.
Oh, I'm sorry. What else did you want to talk about? Because I don't see any other new releases.
No, stop it. You're not even reading.
What am I supposed to be reading?
We were done talking about Shadow of the Tomb Raider. You're not going to buy it?
No, I'm not going to buy it.
You're not a Tomb Raider person?
I'd never played the last one.
It's so good now. They know how to make a good Tomb Raider game now.
I understand that. I think I actually... Don't I own that one, though? Wasn't it one of those free games 1 month?
It could have been. I'm not sure.
I always forget which Tomb Raider game is which. Because
they're good now.
They should have, like, renumbered them.
But I think the stories are even good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so check it out if at least play the last one.
At some point. Yeah, exactly.
NHL 19 came out this week, which I've been playing as well. Because of EA Access. Now, Wombat, you have EA Access, right?
I do.
Do you like playing like the class? Like, usually this game is exactly the same every year. And in a way, it's still very much the same. But they've added these new arcade modes, or really retooled arcade modes that they've had before. But now they've gotten them really finely tuned to the point where
I
actually...
Is it like NHL 92, 93?
Yes. It's still more complicated than that because you can stick handle now with the right stick, and that just opens up a lot of moves that you can do beyond just three buttons on a controller.
And if anyone knows stick handling, it's you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the one-timers and big hits and really fast and arcade style,
can you fight?
They don't have fighting in the arcade mode.
Wow.
That I've the 3-on-3 arcade mode. The mode that I've been playing. Here's the part that I think.
No one falls down and you see the puddle of blood next to their head. Do you get that anymore?
Definitely not blood. I can tell. I can pretty much guarantee that. But here's the thing.
That was in what? That was in 92? Is that the 1 year that they had the blood in there?
I don't know.
Someone will let us know.
You can research that.
Yeah.
Get the intern on that. We need a person to sit next to you, Wombat, and just look up facts.
Yeah.
They don't need to sit next to you, actually. They can do it remotely.
That's true.
What's Shanafan doing right now?
Something important, I'm sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, but here's the thing, Wombat. Here's what they've done, okay, interest you, maybe. So now they have a thing called World of Chell, and the name is annoying, so just forget about the name. But you make your own character... And you play them in these different modes, like the 3-on-3 mode, which you play online against other real opponents. And it's just, you know, drop in really quick to get a game going. And you can take your character and you can get clothing. And so you can play dress up, you know, hoodies and funny outfits and whatever, real jerseys. You play dress up with the guy and different equipment. And also you level the guy up so you can unlock different skills and things like that. So they basically made an online arcade game and with loot boxes too, loot bags rather, as part of the progression, which contain the various clothing items and stuff. So I find that pretty fun, actually. I think I might go through my 10 hours on EA Access.
Good.
It's well, one of the like usually my friends who I, you know, in college we played a lot of these NHL games that you were talking about, Wombat.
Yep.
And that's when these guys really like were at their prime video game wise. Every once in a while they check in with me and they say like, "Oh, should I buy an Xbox and buy hockey?" Something like that. And I always say no because it's fucking too complicated. But something like this, I could see them doing.
Who knows? Maybe by the time your 10 hours is up, it'll be on sale.
Maybe because of loot boxes.
Yeah.
That tends to bring the price down faster if it has loot boxes.
If that helps you sleep at night, then sure it does.
I mean, I'm not buying any loot boxes.
Nope.
What else we got new releases? Did you scan this list as I was...
I did. Blabbering. I see there's some sort of Scribblenauts thing. I don't know what that is.
I didn't even know. Ty saw that there was a Scribblenauts game for Xbox One and PlayStation 4. I didn't even know.
Well, there's one that's not like a traditional one.
Okay.
And then I guess whatever this Mega Pack is.
Uh-huh.
Scribblenauts Mega Pack, which I guess has the DC game. Which I played on the DS and actually is really good.
Yes, that is really good.
It also has Scribblenauts Unlimited, which is also a standard game. They had that game where it was like a fighting game. Scribblenauts Showdown. That's the one that's been out. That one looks kind of lame.
It might be annoying to type in everything with a controller, though.
Yeah. I think $40 is more than I would want to pay for two games, especially where I already own one already, just to have them on console. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I had to say about that. I would be interested, but yeah. That DC game one is pretty fun.
It's a lot of games for Switch this week.
As always, but it's all stuff that you may have played already.
Oh, yeah, like Slice, Dice, and Rice.
Yes. And defunct. How's your Switch? Defunct.
Danger Mouse. I like Danger Mouse. Is that like from the TV show?
Maybe.
Wait a minute.
I would assume so.
This is going to be like a mobile game, right?
Well, they have new episodes of that show out now, so it doesn't surprise me. And yes, it's Danger Mouse based on the cartoon.
And it's a mobile game.
Probably.
I see it's on the Google Play Store.
Oh, yeah. So look at that. Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Yep. Dumb. Move on.
Oh, I just fucked that shit and closed the outline.
That's funny. I think we're done with...
Thanks a lot, Danger Mouse mobile game.
I think we're done with new releases.
Fine. Let me just get the outline up.
Okay.
It's up. I did it.
We're up to... But we're on to my Overwatch Onslaught.
Oh, thank God. I have not played any Overwatch since the last show.
Useless. What have you played?
I did play the Call of Duty Blops 4 Blackout mode. Did I talk about this last week or was it
maybe
not?
Maybe briefly. How is it?
I don't think it was out for me.
Okay.
Because I only had the Xbox version. So no, because it was only for the weekend. So definitely I did not talk about playing it. So yes, they took PUBG. They took the Battle Royale game from PUBG and they made it tight like Call of Duty. So it's 60 frames per second. All the guys move as you'd expect them to. Everything's very fluid. You can run and jump and everything's fast and the guns feel good. And you can see, you know, the inventory system is very streamlined. It's much more user-friendly in every way and it works. It works very well. So I actually had a really good time. It was basically everything that you do not like about PUBG, they have fixed. So, like, long wait between rounds, fix that. You know, janky, fix that. Can't see the weapons on the ground, fix that.
Looks like a turd shoved in the mud.
Did they fix that? Well, no, on PC, it looks okay. On Xbox, this definitely is a big, big, big improvement. Blackout gotcha. Over PUBG, for sure. And PUBG is 30 frames per second, you know, if you're lucky. They're aiming for locked 30 frames per second. This is 60 frames. So we're basically talking apples and oranges. So this is going to be a big success, I think, for Call of Duty.
You heard it here first.
No, CPD predicts everybody.
Call of Duty, multiplayer only, the first time is going to be the best-selling Call of Duty game yet.
I didn't say that.
He thinks it's going to change the game. He's saying bye-bye Fortnite.
No.
Hello, Blackout.
I wanted to make a different point.
Mm-hmm.
The point that I was going to make is that I think that this is going to be very successful. And
Fortnite's 2 weeks are up. Is that what you're saying?
Nope. I'm saying Microsoft spent probably a lot of money and time and energy acquiring this agreement with PUBG, which just released their, you know, came out of whatever Xbox calls early access. Just came out of that like a month, you know, very recently, a couple weeks, whatever. And now this game is coming out for Xbox, PlayStation, PC, and it's better.
That doesn't surprise me.
Already? And what? No, you wouldn't really be surprised because Activision, of course, has
resources. Activision and Call of Duty. It is the biggest budgeted game of the year.
They've been making
these. If it's not better
right.
out of the gate, that's a big problem.
Right. So like you're not surprised. Like I wasn't surprised. I expected this to be a super polished PUBG.
I know, but you're the one saying this is going to be the best-selling game of the year.
But that's not what I'm saying. That's not the
and
point.
And that it's going to make all of the other games in the genre go out of
business. The point was, I don't
know. Wow, you're really telling, like, hey, you work on Fortnite, time to get that resume together.
That's
a bold statement.
I don't even want to talk. I wasn't even talking about Fortnite. I was really talking about PUBG.
So you're saying everyone at PUBG should get their resumes together.
I wonder if that investment from Microsoft was really worth it. Like if it accomplished.
You know what? It was probably worth it because they probably made their money back very quickly.
Do you think?
I think so. I don't think they spent as much as you probably think they
did. Yeah. I feel like it was so hot. Like PUBG was so hot for that moment.
I think they got it at, I think it launched too late.
Yeah, and I think the fact that they wanted to focus on 4K on the Xbox for the 1X, well, you know, so few people have the 1X, probably don't matter. But whatever. Blackout's coming out soon. It's tight. I don't think people will really miss the single player, and I think it's be interesting if they put out just that mode. Well, I guess we think they'll probably just put out a free-to-play version of that, right? I think just Blackout. That would be a pretty good move, I think.
All right.
Because you have zombies and you have the traditional multiplayer. I think that's enough. Maybe? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got here, Wombat? Sony, should we talk about the PlayStation Classic?
Sure.
Do you know what that is? Have you
It is a mini PS1 that has 20 pre-installed games, similar to the NES Mini or the Super NES Mini.
Yeah, so you do know what it is.
I know exactly.
Do you know how much it cost?
$99.99 plus tax. That is the recommended manufacturer's retail price.
Yes, that is how much it cost.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What is wrong with me?
Yes.
As somebody who...
You have no hair.
Okay. You have to let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
Please let me finish, Wombat.
Mm-hmm.
That I have no interest in any of these mini consoles. Like, I grew up with the NES and Super NES, PlayStation. I was an adult by that point, but whatever.
I think it's a twofold thing. One is, although you appreciate nostalgia, you don't live for nostalgia.
Okay.
I think there's a fine line there. I also am similar. I like nostalgia, but I'm not one of those people who's like, 80s movies were the best. But I appreciate those movies. I like them very much. See the difference?
I feel like I've invested. Well,
if you were given $100, right? Someone said, here's $100, and this is all you have left to spend on your video gaming this year. You can get anything you want. Anything you want. It'll instantly show up. And that $100
would not be
that.
It would not be the
It wouldn't be
player.
That.
No.
You would prefer to play, anyway. I don't know, Red Dead Redemption.
And you can keep the $40.
And you can keep the $40 for dinner.
Yeah.
So you would rather have that.
Yeah.
Because
person giving me the $100 could keep the $40.
You played those PS1 games. They may not have aged very well.
Yeah.
And you want to move forward.
I think that's it with the NES stuff for sure, because I spent so much time playing them. And I have great memories playing them. I don't know that I need to go back there again. Great memories watching The Goonies. And then when I watched it with Ty, I was like, boy, this movie is like dumb as shit.
Yeah. That's,
I mean, I could still appreciate it and still, like, it didn't ruin the movie for me, but
it's,
I don't need to watch this again.
Exactly. Which, again, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And it's, you know, I'm basically the same way, which is why I'm like, yeah, that's it. Because I don't, you know, it's not, if you really want to play these old games, I mean, more power to you. I'd rather play Spider-Man that I haven't finished yet than go back and play Super Mario Brothers for the 9,000th time.
And I guess, like, it's appealing because it's a memento, a functioning memento.
I like that. I the concept of it as a conversation piece, as a display thing, as a toy, basically.
As your display, how not to get laid. But you just walk by this.
You know
display.
What? I don't know if that's necessarily true either.
Sure.
So
that's right. We talked about your friends who like the CadCast.
That's true. I actually remember once when I was dating, I had a girl wanted to see a game, and that's how I got her into my apartment.
Fuck, that never worked with me.
That did work. It worked once. It was a
weed.
One-time
I had to tell them I had
thing.
Weed.
Yeah, that I did not. So. Yeah.
You had games. I had games too, but I just didn't. I figured that was pointless.
It might have been Grand Theft Auto 3. But that was a long time ago.
So you're not that interested in the PlayStation Classic?
No, not really at all. But no. I am.
They haven't announced
in
the games.
It
doesn't matter. What can they announce?
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's also interesting because it's sort of in that gray area for me of my gaming life, the PlayStation 1. Because I was a freshman in college when it came out, and I didn't own it because I was a freshman in college. Mm-hmm. I knew one person that had one, and I never really played it, like really at all.
I
remember Resident Evil 2 coming out for it on two discs, and I remember one of my roommates in the house playing that game, but I didn't play it. I remember him playing it. Like these are my memories of the PlayStation 1.
Maybe you're the ideal customer.
No, because I'm sure whatever I'm playing now is better.
Okay. Reasonable assumption. All right. So I like this comment. This is a random comment from my timeline on Twitter from @FrankCifaldi. I thought this was clever. He said, I just watched through Deadwood again, which I can access legally on just about any device I own whenever I want to. I didn't have to purchase an HBO mini shaped like a tiny cable box or whatever to do it. Why is this concept absurd for TV but celebrated for games?
Well, the answer to that is actually very simple.
It's what we just said, too. It's like the collecting thing.
Yeah,
because
the games
memento.
Came in the console.
If you could buy a gun... Like the dude from Deadwood's gun. I forgot the sheriff's name.
Sheriff Bullock?
I can't even remember the actor's name.
Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah. If you could buy Timothy Oliphant's gun and it had an HDMI port and you plug it into your TV and it's got the whole fucking series of Deadwood in it, you would fucking buy that.
That would be pretty cool.
You would buy that fucking gun, Frank.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because that makes sense.
Maybe not.
And again, in many ways, they are doing that, but instead of buying a mini... cable box, you're paying for an app and you're paying a monthly fee for that app and you're paying more in a year to rewatch old episodes of Deadwood than you would to own the box that has those games on it stored forever.
Right. The gun, you mean?
Yeah. Well, I'm saying...
How about the gun is actually a functioning gun as
like
well?
You could kill people with it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a gun. Why not? There's plenty of room. It's a gun. Just... little video thing in there somewhere. You got a little flash drive in the handle. What do you call that? The handle? The grip?
Sure.
Handle grip? Pistol grip?
On the handle grip, yep.
Yeah.
That's the scientific term.
Plug that shit right into the TV.
So, yeah.
That's safe.
Kids
will think it's like a light gun game.
I don't know.
I think it's good. We own that idea, by the way. Nobody can steal that idea. I'm trademarking that right now.
Go
this is an
it.
Official trademark.
Good idea. That's smart.
You heard that noise? That was a trademark noise.
It's smart.
You know what else is smart, Wombat?
What?
Buying Harry's razor blades.
That is true.
I'm sure you know by now that Harry's was founded by two guys, Jeff and Andy. They were tired of paying high prices for razor blades at the drugstore. They got fed up with it. So what'd they do? They started their own company. They bought their own high quality razor blade factory in Germany, the home of high quality razor blades. And now they can sell you high quality razor blades for half the price, direct to you over the internet. And they have a quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let Harry's know within 30 days and they'll give you a full refund. They also have a trial offer. You can get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, a weighted ergonomic handle, a 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade. I've been shaving a lot recently, by the way. Usually I'm pretty lazy, but turns out if you don't shave that often, like, you get a lot of pimples and stuff on your neck.
That is true.
It gets very dirty down there. So I've been embracing my Harry's lately. Oh, back to the trial offer. I'm sorry, I got distracted. You also get rich lathering shave gel.
Awesome.
Which is very rich. You only have to use just a very little bit. Sometimes I make the mistake and I squirt like a quarter size in my hand, and I could shave my whole body with that.
Yeah, it's not like you're Batman.
Right. Wait, what? Are you talking about my penis now? Now I'm very flustered. It also the trial offer also comes with a travel blade cover. So listeners of our show can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/cag. Make sure you go to harrys.com/cag to redeem your offer and let them know that we sent you to help support the show. Thank you, Harry's.
Yay.
Now it's time to talk about Nintendo.
Oh, why?
Okay. Because they've just launched Nintendo Switch Online.
I have not signed up for that. Was I supposed to?
I just put my Switch back into its dock. It's been sitting on my desk for since I got it back from my dad. Whenever I mentioned that on the show, that's when that happened. And I decided that I might spill water on it if it was sitting at my desk, even though I haven't turned it on since then. So I moved it back into the charger. However, I also have not signed up for the Switch Online service. But I have read some tweets about it, so I'm an expert. I don't think I'm going to be signing up for this, I gotta say. The price is right. $20? How come it says, oh, because they're already telling you they're raising the price on this? Because I'm looking on their website, it says it's 12 months for $20 and I'm saving $30. What am I saving $30 over buying 1 month at a time?
Yes.
Oh, that's what I'm saving $30?
Yes.
Well, who's going to do that?
I don't know.
What kind of moron's going to spend $4 a month when you can spend $20 for a year? It's stupid. So it's $20. That's very cheap compared to the competition. And you get some free games that you can play online, NES games. I'm not really, again, like, I don't need to really revisit these games, I don't think, for the most part. Yeah. And they got the cloud save data, I see. Smartphone app. Wombat, you'd love the smartphone app. And special offers. Yeah, I don't know. I think, I guess that they figure at $20, nobody can really complain too much. So it is what it is.
Right.
That's good enough for me. I subscribe to that theory.
I was going to say, but did you subscribe to the service?
But don't you think couldn't they just make a better service and charge $60? Isn't that what people really want? People don't want, like, to say.
What service do they have that they're charging $60 for?
Well, you know, both Xbox and PlayStation charge for multiplayer online games.
Yeah, but
now
people play multiplayer online games on those. They don't even have chat.
Mario Kart.
There's no chat.
Well, through the smartphone app.
Yeah, that's not.
That's part of. But I guess you have to pay for that now.
This is all very dumb.
I think the sad part is, I'm sure, like, the customers would love to give Nintendo as much money as they ask for, provided that they can reach that level of service, you know, that at least the competition is at. You know, Nintendo certainly has the catalog to dig back into, but
what catalog do they have to dig back into for multiplayer online games?
Well, they don't. No, I'm talking about value, right? Like, okay, there's not going to be like some robust, very many robust online games, you know, that are of this generation. Okay. So that ship has probably sailed for the most part, but you can offer up just like a fairly decent part of the Xbox and PlayStation program is getting free games every month. Nintendo seems to be really adverse to opening a floodgate. Like they're just like throwing you breadcrumbs. And then aren't they taking away those breadcrumbs every month?
Yes.
Like, so it's like they really just don't want to, they don't want to give you anything.
So again, why are you subscribing to the service?
That's my point. Like they could, if they could just be a little less stingy. It doesn't matter
what they could be doing. It matters what they are doing. Right. They're not doing what you want them to do, so no. Who cares?
And they're not getting my money.
Yeah.
It's weird.
There you go. So move along.
Oh, Wombat. People like to talk about these things.
And I'm done with it. I don't care. It's brand new. Maybe they'll change it. Right now, it's not worth it unless you really are playing games online on your Nintendo already.
Or you need to play Balloon Fight.
I don't know who those people are.
Do you know when you're playing online? You're going to like this feature. Let's say you want to play ice hockey online. You know NES ice hockey?
I am fat guy, skinny guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Fucking great game. You can only play with your friends. You can't just like match make. You can't just get into a random game. Just you have to have somebody else and make an appointment. Pretty good,
move
huh?
On. Yeah, I'll play Rainbow Six instead.
Also, are you still playing?
I haven't played it in a little while. Okay. I got my Twitch boxes because they had to have this thing with Twitch, the deal. Where you link it and you get like 8 packs or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's pretty good, actually. 8 packs is a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Fucking how long? I don't think I've even opened 8 packs.
Exactly. And I was like, I'll do that. I'll open up my 8 packs.
Shit, I got a lot.
I got pretty much all garbage. Oh, but Twitch. It got me into playing a little bit more. So
okay. What is it?
I had it up and open.
All right, I'll do this on my own time.
Yes.
Where else are we? Oh, it looks like the Switch is already hacked, by the way. The online stuff. People were playing Battletoads on there.
Good for them.
Yeah, I don't know. Who cares? Fucking play Battletoads on there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on to the CAG bag. Can we do that?
Sure.
@Paranerd asks, what video game character would you compare your penises to? Damn, I wish Shipwreck was here. I wanted to embarrass him with that question.
Why? Oh, I see. It's like, why? Did you already know what his answer was?
No, I just really want to know what his penis looks like.
His answer is Q-Bert, because it's the...
Because he's red?
Uh-huh.
And cylindrical?
Yeah. Yes.
In a manner of way?
Now you know why he likes Q-Bert so much.
Q-Bert is a little phallic now that I think about it.
I know. Mine looks like a joust bird. See, it all makes sense.
Q-Bert is like mostly balls with a little nubbin.
A little, yep.
Yeah, I never thought about him that way.
Yeah. So what about you? What do you got there?
Oh, I don't know. I was trying to, when the thing came out with Trump and the
It looks
the
like mushroom, a Zork.
Zork? I was going to say Womb Raider.
Mm. I'll say Zork because it rhymes with dork. Right. That's basically what I got.
I was trying to think, like when the Trump toad thing came out, I was trying to come up with a good joke, but I couldn't. Like I really sat there like on the toilet for 5 minutes trying to squeeze out a good joke, and I came up with nothing. Womb Raider.
Sorry.
That's the best I could come up with.
Damn.
@BeardedTopher writes in, and he says, shout out from the great state of Alaska. My wife and I are expecting our first child together, and my question is, at what age do I start introducing my kiddo to the world of video games, and what ones do I start with? Thank you for the awesome podcast. Wombat is the best.
Thank you, and I will give you the advice, the real advice.
Yes, Wombat has twice the advice to give that I do since
That's
he has
true.
Two kids.
Okay. Play the games you like. Obviously, if you're playing games around your kids.
No. Read the question again. Okay.
Any game you force on your child will not like. Your child will find their own video games that they will enjoy on their own. Once they have started the hobby that they themselves have discovered, Only then can you show them other video games because they're already interested in the hobby. If you try to force it before they discover it on their own, they will not care nor enjoy anything you show them.
Interesting. So, what age?
Nothing. The answer is just nothing.
No age?
No age. No age. They'll figure it out. It's not like
the real answer is, while they're a baby, you play all the games while the baby is sleeping on your chest.
We've all done that.
Right. And that's, so you start right away in that way.
But
answer like the more practical answer is Wombat's answer.
Yeah. It's the truth. It's also the truth with movies. Don't force movies on your children. Don't do that. It's not cool.
I do that.
I know.
I made him watch RoboCop when he was 6.
Yeah, exactly. Don't do that. Eventually, your kids will come up to you and say something like, I heard that Back to the Future is awesome. And then you'll say, yeah, we could watch Back to the Future.
I did, by the way, I did not let Ty watch RoboCop.
No, I wouldn't.
But I feel like it's interesting because like the animated stuff now is so different from when we were kids that it's so mature now. And it's really as mature as any movie, live action movie.
RoboCop is gross, though.
RoboCop has some.
RoboCop is gross.
Well, like only a couple of gross ones.
It's pretty gross.
Like when the arm gets blown off.
Toxic Waste Man.
That's okay. That's more funny, though. He gets hit with the car.
It's gross.
But it's funny. Funny, not gross.
No. I remember the first rated R movie I saw was Commando.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah. That was the first rated R movie I ever saw. It was not with my parents. They were not happy that I saw it. And I do remember it being a little too violent for me.
I think the first rated R movie I saw in the theater
was 10.
When did Total Recall come out?
Total Recall, you would have been older than 10 because that was like 89.
No, the new one. No, I'm just kidding. Not the new one. 1990.
Yeah, I said 89. I was close. I was off by a year. So yeah, no, I would have been 13. So you would have been 15.
I think that's the first one in the theater. Could that be? No, that was very old. So it must have been something else. I was already.
It's possible that your first rated R movie wasn't until you were 15 in the theater.
No, but I
couldn't tell you what the first rated R movie I saw in the theater was.
What was it? No, it wasn't that. It must have been some other shorts.
I think it might have been like the Friday the 13th or something like that. May have been for me.
Oh, I was 17. No, so I guess that was. It could be. All right, maybe it was. I guess it was Total Recall.
So, you were 17 good. In 1990.
Sorry.
No wonder you didn't like Batman.
What do you mean, Batman? What do you mean I didn't like Batman?
Batman 89? You were 16. You didn't.
I loved it when I saw it.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I know. Teasing.
I almost crashed my car. Fucking, I loved it so much. I was so excited coming out of the theater with my friend Sean.
Who are you?
Batman. Yeah, I had the soundtrack already because the soundtrack came out. I almost spun out on the exit.
Do you remember what movie theater you saw it in?
Yeah, of course.
Did you see it in the Fantasy? In Lynbrook?
No, we wouldn't go there. We'd probably go to Roosevelt Field.
Would you have gone to Roosevelt Field? Because that's a little bit before Roosevelt Field was Roosevelt Field.
No, but that's where the movies were.
So, no, the movies were at...
Or Sunrise Mall.
Maybe Sunrise. Sunrise Mall is further away than the Fantasy in Lynbrook.
No, we never went there.
Really?
It's too far for me.
Lynbrook?
Yeah, we never went there.
From Merrick?
Yeah, I didn't go there. I swear.
It's like 6 minutes away.
Roosevelt Field, dude. Yeah, they had good movies there. Lynbrook. I don't even know how to get to Lynbrook.
You take Sunrise Highway to Lynbrook.
I didn't go to Lynbrook. I swear, Wombat. Why won't you believe me?
I bet if you asked your father, did we ever see any movies in the Fantasy in Lynbrook?
You'd be we did. Okay, we did. But rarely. And it was under protest.
That or the Rockville Center Twin. Those were like the two movies.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
Rockville Center Twin was the junkie theater.
All right, we can't Fantasy be talking about Long Island movie theaters. Like three people know what we're talking about. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Anyway, what does this guy have to say?
I'm just disturbed that you didn't think I liked the 80s Batman. I rewatched it and it's very not good.
It's pretty dumb. In it's, a rewatch, it's pretty dumb. It hasn't aged that well. But no.
Jack Nicholson is great in it.
But in my memory of it, I quoted that every line of that movie. Of that course. Summer.
But now he just, Batman just stands there most of the time. He puts his arms up and like in this makes shadows.
Winged freak terrorizes. Yeah. This town needs an enema.
Yes, these are all lines.
That was something from the movie. Good work.
No, I know. I've watched it a billion times.
I know.
All right. Last question, Wombat.
Yes.
This is for you, Wombat. Pay attention very closely.
Okay.
At Clint is awesome says, I've been waiting for this all week. One, he says, this is a three-part question, Wombat.
Okay.
One, which Red Dead pre-order did you guys get?
I haven't pre-ordered yet.
I have also not pre-ordered it yet. And as far as I know, Shipwreck has not pre-ordered it yet.
Okay.
This comes out soon, right? Like 2-3 weeks?
Yeah, something like that.
But no Best Buy $10.
No, which is part of the reason why it's a little, it's a bummer.
Two, do we know if we have to be the bad guy?
I do not know that yet.
I also do not know. This is the podcast that you listen to where you don't really care if we don't know or not.
Yep.
Three, most importantly, I really need Bane to walk in on a young Paul and John in an edition of Wombat's silly voices that make me giggle like an idiot.
Oh, it's really nice of these people to invite me to their party. Bane never gets to go to parties. Oh, what's going on in this room over here?
Well, hello there, man in a mask. If you'd like to whip out your wang and start wang-dang-doodling, come on in.
I don't understand what's happening.
Thank you.
Do you feel like you're in control?
Well, yes, come on in. We've got everything right here. We've got lotion in the corner. Smells like strawberries.
Gross. Enough. Kazoo. All right. Well, I think that's it. We made it through a show without Shipwreck.
I think we did a fine job.
Let's give ourselves a hand.
Thank you. I'll be here all week. Try Will the you? Deal.
Let's all send Shipwreck our best thoughts.
Yes.
Because he's very busy. Mm-hmm. Work is very busy. Right? Is that what he's busy at work, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's send him the good. We don't want people to think he's got some other thing. So let's remind everyone to go to harrys.com/CAG to claim their shave set trial offer. And go to joinhoney.com/CAGcast to get honey for free. Of course, you have to follow @videogamedeals. And if you want, you can follow us @GBD, @NewWombat, and @Shipwreck. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bread's done.
So, gentlemen, that's how it is. Until Grissom resurfaces. I'm the acting president, and I say, starting with this anniversary festival, we run the city into the ground.
Why don't we hear this from Grissom?
Yeah. And what's with that stupid grin?
Life's been good to me.
What if we say no?
Well, Tony, nobody wants a war. If we can't do business, why, we'll just shake hands and that'll be it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Woo. Woo. Oh, I got a live one here. Oh, there'll be a hot time in the old town tonight.